off? What did church hold thing you turn it off with?
I call that a water spout. Some of them call it a faucet, and some call it a water spout.
Okay. And what about if it's on a barrel? You know, you turn a thing on so something, a liquid, will run out of a barrel.
I call that a spot in the hole of the barrel.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A what?
A hole in the barrel.
Yeah.
You stick a spot in.
Okay.
And then you can turn it.
Okay.
And then what's still in the barrel? Well, never in the barrel, it'll come out.
Okay. And the thing that you turn there, you call just a...
Just stick it.
Okay. And what about if it's out in the yard and there's, you know, like a pipe sticks up and you can turn it on to water, say, the garden or animals with? What do you call the thing out there? Is that the same?
Yeah, that's a spigot.
Okay. What do you call if you go to the store and buy, just say, a few cans of food, and what do they put them in for you to carry them home?
A bag.
Okay. Is that the what you always call that when you were little? Is that what you remember
calling? Yeah, that's what they were called, paper bags, where you put in a box. You know, some have boxes put in a box,
yeah,
and some ain't got boxes put in a paper bag.
Sure. Okay. Have you ever heard for that a poke?
Poke.
Have you ever heard of a bag called a poke? No?
Sure ain't.
Okay. Some places they evidently call it a poke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a large bag made of cloth, loosely woven, and you might get 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes? It would come in what kind of a...
Well, that sound come in 100-pound bags. It'd be a bag, but it'd be paper bag.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, don't they have them made out of this real loosely woven cloth-like stuff? See, when I lived on the farm, there were certain things that came in 100 pounds and be sewed up on both ends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like grassy, real itchy stuff.
Uh-huh. That was, what they call that? Call that a bag, but you don't know what it's called, a grass bag or what called it. It looked like what it means.
Yeah. What about all of this? There's a whole bunch of words here. Burlap bag, coffee sack, crocus sack,
mm-hmm.
crocus sack, gunny sack,
uh-huh.
jute sack. Any of those, what, any of those sound familiar?
Yeah. Croaker bags.
That's what you might have heard?
Yeah, I look like croaker bags.
Okay.
Well, we used to get fertilizer croaker bags.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you call a small musical instrument that you hold like this and play, you know, blow into it?
Some call it a harp and some call it a horn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about the kind that's made out of metal and you hold it like this and go ding, ding?
They call that a jute harp.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made as a long board and it's balanced in the middle and a child sits on each end and it goes up and down?
Yeah, I call that springboard.
Okay. Now, is that when it's balanced here and
That's
the
right.
child on each end?
One on the one end and one on the other.
Okay.
And you see, Dad and bounce that up. When Dad comes down, he bounced that up.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, they stand board. On it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what about if they sit?
Well, I have seen them sit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, doing that or what?
Okay.
Then they get tired of sitting and then they stand up.
Okay.
And bounce up.
Okay, you still call it a springboard.
That's right.
What about one that is fastened on both ends to something and one child might stand on it in the middle and jump up and down? Have you seen one like that?
Yeah, but I just remember what they call here. I couldn't call it.
What about one sort of like a homemade merry-go-round? It's fastened in the middle and goes round and around
mm-hmm.
like that.
Now that's what I was finna say. That some of them call that a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called anything else? A flying Dutchman, a flying genie?
Oh, I know the merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round, okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you could use to sharpen a knife or a razor when they used to have straight razors and so forth?
Mm-hmm. Well, they call that, I used to call it a wet rock.
Okay.